Happening, you're listening to 1690 AM radio in Montreal.
I met her at an art show. She looked like Hallie. Walked to a loft show. I pissed in the alley and she didn't seem to mind.
For CGLO News, I'm Jennifer Mizidor. Concordia University is reporting a 28% drop in out-of-province student enrollment for the upcoming fall semester. The university attributes this trend to the recent tuition hikes imposed by the Quebec government, which raised tuition for out-of-province students by 30%. The hikes also raised tuition for international students to a minimum of $20,000 and have caused their enrollment to drop by 11%. Graham Carr, the president of the university, says the drop in registration will cost the university $15 million. He said students may see fewer sections offered for certain courses and strict minimums for the number of students that must be registered in a course for it to be held. Carr said the university is looking at ways to boost its enrollment in future years. This development comes amidst growing concerns across Canada about the rising cost of education and its impact on student access to higher learning. A residential building collapsed in Centenary on Monday. An exterior wall separated from the triplex and fell on a construction site, exposing the apartments inside. No one was injured, but residents reported that they had little warning about the collapse and no time to save much of the personal property. According to the service, the security incendie de Montréal, the work being done in the construction site next to the building triggered the collapse. There was a large old dog next to the building, and neighbors of the building said there had been intense construction in the immediate vicinity for months. The City of Montreal and the Office Municipal d'Habitation de Montréal are launching a project to build 60 modular housing units for homeless people waiting for social housing. The temporary homes will include bedrooms and shared common areas and bathrooms. Mayor Valérie Plante said that the project aims to alleviate the effects of the ongoing housing crisis. Robert Baudry, the city's executive committee member for housing, said the project is a quick temporary solution and that the units will function as a bridge between the shelter and permanent housing. The current plan is to roll out the project in March 2025. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
Sunday morning, it's so quiet. hope everyone's having a lovely Sunday and a lovely and well-rested long weekend. Starting off today's episode with Sunday Morning, performed by The Tops. Recently released maybe like 2 weeks ago, as a celebration of the famous Margot Gurion. Sorry if I butchered the pronunciation. Anyways, up next is Terminal 9 by The Fleeting, Light of Love and Grief. They're actually performing in Montreal on Tuesday the 3rd at the SAT. I had the pleasure to meeting. It's actually a couple that both perform, a duo. And they're really lovely, really nice, so I hope to make it out to that show. But yeah, here's Terminal 9. That was Terminal 9 by The Fleeting, Light of Love and Grief. Up next is Magpie by Peach Pit. I think it came out literally a week ago. As you may know, I'm a big fan of Peach Pit and been playing them quite often, and I'm counting down the days until their full-length album is released, I believe in October, and until they announce their tour dates, I would love if they came to Montreal. I feel like I'm crazy enough to try to catch them on as many tour dates as I can. But we'll see if my bank and my willpower can support that endeavor. But yeah, this is Magpie by Peach Pit. Obsession with Peach Pit. I don't think it's an unhealthy obsession. I just think if you were to like sample, take a of, you know, 100 people, I think I would be in the highest percentile of like crazy is not the right word. I'm trying not to use that word as much, but deep admiration, I'd probably score the highest percentile out of that like random sample. But I digress. I really hope they come to Montreal. I really hope I get to see them like literally as many times as I could. When I saw them over a year ago in London, best night of my life. But yeah, I don't know. I will not stop playing Peach Pit on the show. I am a huge fan, and hopefully I get to see them live, and if I get to meet them, that would literally make my entire life. But anyways, up next is Garden Patch. No. Laughing with a recently released album with the song.
Will she ever be a friend of mine? See her at the party as she turns her head away. So I drank some more. I say something when I haven't got a thing to say. Eyes on the concrete slipping through the cracks. Once we started something, then we turned our backs. Will she ever be a friend of mine? Or will she be just another person on the street? Saw a fly drowning in the wine. Wings are fun, but have you ever tried it on your feet? Eyes on the concrete slipping through the cracks. Once we started something, then we turned our backs. Hard to know when to just leave it alone. Hurts to know when you're chance has been blown. Now you're on your own.
Sex live in Montreal, X's World Tour, Bell Center, Saturday, August 31st. Get tickets now at evenko.ca. The brand new album X's is available everywhere now. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
Listen to Madonna Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madonna Talk Wright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
So right before the ad break, I played Will She Ever Be a Friend of Mine by Laughing. I didn't mention it before the ad break, but now that I have time, I had the pleasure of seeing them live. I forget the exact date, but it was like a Friday, beginning of August, and they were performing at Casa del Popolo, and that was a really fun gig because I got to see it with Aviva, the host of the Ally Show, and I think it's always fun. It was, I believe, our second gig that we went together, maybe, no, third, but yeah, and it was always a pleasure to go to shows with Aviva, to go with another member and DJ of CJLO, and I really, and mag editor, and music coordinator, I'm sorry if I like butchered your title, Aviva, but yeah, no, shout out to Aviva and all the work you put into the station, very much appreciated, and we can see the dedication and the passion you put into the station, and I wouldn't be here without you. So this is a shout out to Viva and to all the stuff she puts up with me with, like, my, I don't know, writing stuff or other stuff. I don't know if you can let me know. But yeah, no, this is a special shout out to an amazing person who has dedicated so much of their time and energy and talent to the station and just to the Montreal music community as a whole. So thank you, Aviva. But up next, okay. Yeah, no, my yapping isn't done. So buckle up, because I think I'm taking maybe not a risk. I'm not taking any risk, but this is a 16-minute song called Dead Flag Blues by Godspeed You, Black Emperor. I played them in the past. I think playing a 16-minute song on radio is definitely a choice, and we'll see how it fares out today. I know last week I played some, you know, 7-minute, 10-minute long songs last week with The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black and Trini Road, which is definitely like a longer length song, and The Ballad of Casa Concordia by Car Seat Headrest, and that one's like 10-11 minutes. But I feel like once you hit like past like 15 minutes, like, that is a long song. And they have even longer songs too. They have like a 22-minute song. But yeah, no, so I'll be playing Dead Flag Blues, and I guess to the listeners, just let the music transport you on this journey and enjoy the next 16 minutes.
On fire, and there's no driver at the wheel, and the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides, and a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt, and we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine, and the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down, and the billboards are all leering, and the flags are all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. Thank you. I open up my wallet, and it's full of blood.
Thank you.
was definitely, I think Long Song is an understatement, and I hope you enjoyed every second of it or not. I definitely did. Up next is a song by Hockey Academy with their song 600 Days. And they're one of those bands I first saw when I was like in my undergrad, which like isn't long ago. And I feel like I keep speaking about my youth like it was like decades ago. And I'm like, I graduated undergrad 2 years ago. Or like 2.5. Yeah, 2 years ago. Like, I need to relax. I don't know. I was talking to my friend about this, and like, the concept of time really is fascinating, but also freaks me out. And like, on purely like physical, mathematical, but then like sociological, economic level, I don't know, there's so much to talk about, but I won't talk about it today. But yeah, no, this is 600 Days by Hockey Academy. Toronto legends, they're cool AF. Yeah, that's all I have to say about them. Hopefully you guys have the chance to catch them live, and if they come from Toronto to Montreal, I'll be the first to let y'all know.
Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on cfrc.ca.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How long do I have?
Well, thanks to the miracles of modern medicine, we seem to have found a cure for literally all of your symptoms.
Even a cure for my boredom with traditional radio formats? Tell me, Doc, what's the cure?
Just listen to CJLO 1690 AM online or through your radio every day.
Wowza, I feel better already.
So right before the ad break, I played Nausea by De La Chute, and up next is I'm a Fraud by Grumpy Truck. A little bit about them. They exist within the context of all things. I'm kidding. No, they exist within the same eco-musical Torontonian ecosystem as Hockey Academy. I don't know the relationship between the two, if they're friends or not, but I wild guess I would say that they would, that they are. Because I believe the lead person of Hockey Academy played with Grumpy Truck, but I think that's like a wild memory that I'm fetching from my days back in uni, which were such a long time ago. But yeah, no, so it's really cool to see, in my opinion, different groups of music, different musicians that exist within the same context, I guess, is the probably not the best word, but I'll use it today. Do their own thing, but exist together and see the different things that they come up with. But yeah, no, this is I'm a Fraud by Grumpy Truck, and I would go as far to say that they're one of the more popular local artists within the city, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Per my observations. But yeah, enjoy.
Myself and it shows I really know how to do it. Afrocentric life and this goes easy for luxury. I'm so scared of rejection. Down on myself. You know that I am always waiting for something from the painted leather of my heart. You know that I am always waiting for something.
I'm a Fraud by Grumpy Truck. Now I'm like having, the more I think about it or like listening to them, I'm getting flashbacks from when I saw them. And I think the last time I saw Grumpy Truck was a year ago or close to a year ago in Toronto, and my friend Amanda, who I love dearly and I've mentioned on the show multiple times, took me to a Zine launch happening. I'm trying to like remember, near Queen or King Street and Spadina, and it was like literally not even like an empty warehouse, like way small, like literally just a random building in an alleyway, and a bunch of bands were playing and Grumpy Truck was among them. And oh my, I forgot the name of the movie, but you know the one where like the British dudes are like running on the beach and goes like, okay, I don't know the song, but like, you know, I think, yeah, that like running movie where like dudes are running on the beach, like a bunch of them training, and it's like a feel good movie. I don't know, I haven't seen it, otherwise I wouldn't remember the name, but it's a pretty iconic one either way. That was like playing on a loop the entire time, like for the entire night, no matter who was playing, that was on a loop. And I think that was quite, that made it quite the memorable night. And I really wish I remembered the movie, but I think I'm too lazy to look it up now. But if you know the name of the movie from the description I just gave, kudos to you. You're a true cinephile. But anyways, I digress. I'm going to be playing Same But So Far Apart by Wedding. I think, yeah, that song's pretty awesome. I hope you enjoy.
I've never seen. Put their heads on a guillotine. Implied the owner of a Dairy Queen. Between people he's never met. How can he love
stars.
Same but so far.
Today's episode, like every other week, must come to an end. We have room, or we have time for one more song, and I've definitely told this story before on the show, and I've written about it in an article I wrote for CJLO. But yeah, no, I think this one relates to kind of like the idea of like how does one discover new music? How does one discover new bands? How does one, you know, hear about gigs and venues that apparently everyone knows about except for you? But yeah, I always like felt that younger, you know, all the cool kids knew what was up and all the hip and indie and cool music, but I digress. I literally discovered this band by stalking the playlist, the Spotify, like the personal account, not the professional account, of the lead singer of Peach Pit. And like, of course, the story has to do with Peach Pit, but the lead guitarist Chris made a playlist dedicated to a bunch of like Vancouver bands, and Dead Soft was on there, and I loved one of their songs. I've played it before. I just like loved the band so much, like the song especially Step Out, that it was like my number, like one of my number one songs on Spotify last year. But yeah, all that to say, it's very funny. Like, I think like the stories of like, you know, how you discover a band, how you stumble upon a song, especially with technology nowadays, is super easy, but with like the help of like, I don't know, like the internet, of course. But yeah, no, I was like, it's really interesting to think about them, you know, obviously with music, there's like different memories attached to songs, but then to like really think about like how you discovered a band, and usually it's via friends sharing their taste in music, but then by the one chance you just stumble upon it yourself and you feel like you discovered, you know, treasure chest, and then get to share that, you know, that pot of gold with your friends. I think that's a really cool feeling. But yeah, this is Neverfull by Dead Soft, and I hope you enjoy the band.